This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish. A conversation with R&B singer Maxwell is coming up, but time now for sports. Super Sunday is coming up, and even if you don't have a team to root for, you'll probably find a favorite among the Super Bowl commercials. But one ad is already causing controversy before it's even aired. Joining us now is Howard Bryant, senior writer for ESPN.com and ESPN the magazine. Howard, welcome.
Good morning.
So this controversial TV ad features Heisman Trophy winner Tim Tebow of the Florida Gators, and it's an anti-abortion ad from the advocacy group Focus on the Family. What are people saying about it?
Well, people aren't saying a whole lot about it because nobody's seen it. The controversy so far stems from two things. The first is that CBS had previously refused to run these types of advocacy ads in either direction, whether they were pro or against whatever subject, simply to avoid offending half of their fan base. But now, because of the economy being what it is, or whatever other reason, is that this ad is supposed to run. Nobody knows what it is. Nobody knows what it looks like. The only thing that they know is that it costs $2.8 million. One thing that I find very interesting about it is that in this day and age when athletes don't want to offend any constituency, that Tim Tebow is choosing to air his beliefs in the biggest television audience of the year. So I think that it says something about him, and it also says something about the modern athlete. Today, remember when Michael Jordan was castigated for not doing more with Nike, and their labor practices in China. I remember one of his famous quotes was that Republicans buy shoes, everybody buys shoes.
Right, and this is far more contentious an issue
than
that.
Exactly right.
Now, let's turn to basketball, actually. We're halfway through the NBA season. What teams are making a showing so far?
Well, you've got the All-Star break coming up in the NBA, and it's a very interesting year. The Boston Celtics were supposed to be a favorite going back against the Orlando Magic and the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Celtics have stumbled against a surprise team, the Atlanta Hawks, who beat them last night, and those two have a nice budding rivalry. Atlanta's also beat LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Orlando Magic also seem to have the Celtics number. So in the East, I think you've got Cleveland, you've got Atlanta, and you have Orlando, and then Boston's fourth. And in the West, the Lakers are by far the best team. The Lakers are what they've always been in the Western Conference for the last 25, 30 years, is that they've always been pretty much the favorite. San Antonio is also very good. They'd like to get their championship back. But right now, it looks like the Lakers are the best in the West.
Well, as a Celts fan, I'm just going to disclose here that that's where my allegiances lie.
Tony, and it hurts to say that. But facts are facts.
Now, it also looks like the Ivy League is stepping up its game when it comes to college ball. Two teams, Harvard and Cornell, look like they have a good chance of making it to the NCAA tournament.
Well, sure. It shouldn't be considered that much of a surprise. For Cornell, it's a bit of a surprise because their strength is usually hockey. But Harvard, let's face it, James Brown, the announcer, one of the broadcasters on CBS, he played basketball at Harvard, and the perennial power in the Ivy League had always been 10, and University of Pennsylvania lost their coach Fran Dunphy to my Temple Owls a couple of years ago. But basketball in the Ivy League has a very long tradition. There have always been good teams. They're not competitive once you get past the first round of the NCAAs, although Penn did make a run in 1980. But the tradition of Ivy League basketball goes very far back. It's nice to see that in this day and age of great teams with their players playing 1 year and then going to the NBA, that an Ivy League school can still compete.
And lastly, Howard, very quickly, the Pro Bowl, worth watching?
Well, they're going to do something different this year. They're not doing it in Honolulu anymore, and they're trying to get a fan base the week before the Super Bowl. Well, what else do you have to do? I'm not going to watch it because I've got a longstanding tradition of not watching it, so I don't know if I'm going to see it this year, but maybe next year.
Howard Bryant, senior writer for ESPN.com and ESPN the magazine. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.